In daily masses last week, we were hearing from the first letter of St. Peter, and today we begin the reading of the second letter of St. Peter. So we can say these are like the first papal encyclicals. The Holy Father, the man that Jesus chose to lead his church, is writing these letters to the universal church of the time. These are what we call the Catholic letters, the little c Catholic, meaning universal. You know, St. Paul wrote to specific communities or to specific people. St. Peter's letters are part of those letters that are directed to the entire church. So it's very easy to apply these to our own lives as we are part of this universal church that extends throughout space and time. In this beautiful letter he gives us today, May grace and peace be yours in abundance through knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So this is the goal that he's asking, that we receive grace and peace through knowledge of God and knowledge of Christ. Which if we know from John's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus tells his closest followers that this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and the one whom you have sent, Jesus Christ. This peace and this grace that comes through knowing Christ, knowing God the Father, this is eternal life. This is the grace and peace. The goal of our entire existence is that intimate knowledge of the Father and of His Son. And through that knowledge, we receive grace and peace. So in this Monday, this day after Corpus Christi Sunday, we're in the shadow of that great feast, where we come to the knowledge of God, we come to the knowledge of Christ with this intimate relationship in the Holy Eucharist. So as we heard and we prayed and we're focused our hearts and our minds on the Holy Eucharist yesterday, as our hearts were opened to the depth of the love of the Father for us, His children, as He shares His very life with us. So that we enter into this relationship of knowledge, of peace, and of grace. And he goes on to say, His divine power has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion. God has given us everything. Everything that we need, God has given to us for life and devotion. Again, we go to St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. He has given us every spiritual blessing. That was God's plan from the foundation of the world. That through this relationship of knowledge, of grace and peace, we receive everything. St. Peter goes on to say that we've left the lust, the darkness of our minds. Because that the sinful desires of the human heart as an effect of original sin is what robs us of grace, what steals our peace. And because of that darkened intellect and the weakened will, we go searching in the world for the grace and the peace that only comes through the knowledge of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is beautiful, where he goes on to say that through these things, we may come to share in the divine nature. Come to share in the divine nature. In Greek, the word is koinonia, communion. This is the goal of our life. That the knowledge and peace and grace that we receive from this relationship, we enter into communion with the Heavenly Father, communion with the Holy Trinity. Remember these last Sundays, we've had Pentecost and then Holy Trinity in Corpus Christi, this revelation of the heart of God the Father to His children, and through the Holy Spirit in the Eucharist, we are invited into this relationship to become partakers of the divine nature. Receiving the Holy Eucharist, this life of piety and devotion, makes us Christ. We become divine. We share in that divine nature. This is the beautiful gift that each one of us has as we live a life of sacramental sanctifying grace. As we're attentive to the life of the church through her liturgy, and as we avail ourselves of the grace of the sacraments, we become partakers of the divine nature. We become divinized. And we become like God. We don't just follow a way of life, some good philosophical principles, by entering into this relationship with Jesus Christ, we are transformed. Much like the Eucharist, the bread and wine are transformed. They become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. We become like God. This is the gift and the promise of the Father. This is an amazing and beautiful gift. That as we enter into this knowledge, this peace, this grace, that we become partakers of the divine nature. This is the whole reason for creation. We can say God created for the sake of communion. He wants to share His life with you. And He's given you everything that you need to enter into this relationship. In this beautiful shrine to our Blessed Mother, this image of our Blessed Mother nursing the child Jesus, Mother Church nurturing and nursing her children, each one of us, that through her liturgy and through her sacraments, Mother Church feeds us and supplies us with everything we need for this life of devotion, of piety. And then St. Peter goes on to say, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, knowledge, self-control, endurance, devotion, mutual affection with love. Love is always the goal. Love is always the end, because God is love. And as our lives are transformed, as our minds are opened and our heart is opened to the love and the truth of who God is, our lives become a mirror of God, that we too can be in the world as sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father on fire, living a life of love. And this is what will convert and change the world. That each one of us, allowing our hearts to be changed, to become like God, to be men and women, sons and daughters of love. It won't be any political philosophy. It won't be any economic policy. It won't be anything other than the love of God, His sons and daughters whose hearts are transformed through the knowledge, the peace, and grace that comes through this intimate relationship. What a beautiful and amazing opportunity each one of us have. So as we continue in this Holy Mass, we pray for that grace to have our hearts opened, so that when the priest elevates the Holy Eucharist, we can see the God who has given us everything, so that through Him, we will become like Him. Amen.